A lobbyist for the sweepstakes operators estimates there are about 100 of them in Mecklenburg County, 1,000 statewide. But there's no official count, and they just have a way of popping up.
Hi there.
Like this one called Tryon Village Business Center, which moved into a strip mall in February. Outside, it advertises copying and internet access, not gambling. Inside, there's stale smoke, rows of computers, and a couple of old-school video poker machines against the back wall, the kind you'd expect to see in Vegas. People buy prepaid phone and internet cards and get credit to play the games. Manager Tremisha Bell says the video poker machines are going away with the ban. So will some of the games on the computer terminals, but not all.
The keno games, the card games, and I think any games that say anything about Vegas, they're supposed to take all of those off. But other than that, the games will still play. We're not closing. You know, we have no reason to close because what we do is still legal.
Sweepstakes operators believe a recent Superior Court ruling gives them some wiggle room to continue offering the internet-based games with new software that scales back on the flashy displays. But the law is pretty clear about the standalone video poker machines that Wayne Robbins likes to play. He showed up at Tryon Village Business Center when he found the machines missing from the gas station where he usually plays.
Yeah, they pulled them out about an hour ago. I was going to play a little bit after work, and boom, it's gone.
He'd heard it was the last day to play his favorite game, so he came looking for a final fix. It's a good way to relax, he says. And the ban?
I think it's silly. Seems like they could make some good money if they leave it alone.
A coalition of sweepstakes operators in North Carolina is pushing for exactly that. They want the legislature to legalize the video poker machines, regulate them, and take a cut of the profits. Opponents say the sweepstakes cafes encourage gambling addiction and attract violent crime. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.